one of the things you didn't say in my bio is I spent 30 years dairying in Georgia. So as a child and then 30 years as an adult. So I have a long history of continuing to farm there in Georgia. We want to thank y'all for your work that you do for our farmers and ranchers across our country each and every day. And in your opening comments was almost ditto to my comments. You are right on target with what you're hearing across your region in the country. As we know, as I've said before, a country that cannot feed itself and its people is not secure. So the strong farm policy that supports a strong food supply truly is part of a smart national security strategy. USDA most recent farm sector income forecast sees a decrease in net farm income in 2023 of 18% when adjusted to inflation. The same report estimates farm and ranch production expenses that you mentioned, Chairwoman, will continue to increase by $18 billion. This follows a record increase of $70 billion in 2022. The short and long-term interest rates that are high and rising have doubled and tripled in some cases in the last few years. High interest rates is caused by both high inflation and the Fed's step to address inflation led to the farm debt crisis in the 1980s. We need to make sure that the doubling and tripling of interest rates does not cause those similar pressures on our farms and ranches, because we already have some mental health issues across the farm because of the stresses they're going through. But along with the challenges, there are enormous opportunities in American agriculture. Innovation and research are helping us do more with less. Our advances in sustainability are nothing short of very impressive. But in order to seize the opportunities and continue the advancements, we need strong farm policy. Much uncertainty remains related to the ability for farmers to ranch and ranchers to access affordable supplies and to manage volatile markets and deal with the regulation and weather-related challenges. Our growers need to have access to comprehensive risk management options, such as those the commodity title and farm bill through crop insurance. In particular, we need to see improvements in Title I that take in account the current challenges facing production agriculture, such as Farm Bureau supports the following principles to guide the development of the programs in the next farm bill. Increase in the baseline funding, commitments to farm programs. We already talked about the cost of production, and it needs to reflect what it costs us to produce these products. To maintain a unified bill that includes nutrition programs and farm programs together. Really and truly, the farm bill should be named the Food and Farm Bill. We need to prioritize the funding for risk management tools, which include both crop insurance and Title I commodity programs. Of course, there are important investments throughout the Farm Bill. Investments that in critical research to fuel the incredible innovation that has helped farmers and ranchers do more with less. Investments in voluntary incentive-based conservation programs that have helped farmers achieve impressive sustainability gains. And investments to ensure that those facing hunger have access to nutritious food that our farmers are dedicated to producing, and more are worthy programs in the Farm Bill. The 2023 Farm Bill presents an important opportunity for you, the lawmakers of our great country, to rise above partisanship. We urge you to work together and again to pass the legislation that protects food security and all Americans and ensures the future success of farmers and ranchers that will also keep our national security intact.